This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My daughter Eliza has gone off to college, and getting her ready for this major transition sparked for me a lot of reminiscence. I did a lot of thinking back on my own college experience and moving to college and moving away from college, and I remembered something that I have never forgotten that a friend told me our senior year. So my friend Sarah lived off campus, and we were all getting packed up to leave school forever, and she was cleaning up her apartment and getting everything ready to go, and as always happens when you're leaving an apartment, you have to clean it all up. You have to get it, whatever they call it, broom ready or whatever, so that you get your security deposit back. So she had been frantically cleaning her apartment for what I suspect was practically the first time. And she was looking around her sparkling, clean, spare apartment. And she said to me, "You know what? Don't wait until you're moving out to clean your apartment." And I've thought of that often because sometimes when we want to make a change or improve an experience, we think, I need to do something drastic. I need to move to an entirely new apartment. And sometimes that is absolutely true. But sometimes we can take steps to improve our current situation right now within the bounds of our present experience. We don't have to wait until we're moving out to clean the apartment. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.